Two nearly perfectly preserved bodies. Two crucial pieces in an unsolved puzzle. Why did the members of the Franklin expedition perish? The expedition left Britain in 1845 to seek the Northwest Passage, but their ships became icebound in the central Arctic. The crew eventually abandoned their ships and all died on a desperate trek south. This summer, scientists with the University of Alberta exhumed the bodies of two of the doomed men, searching for clues to their fate. One of the bodies was that of 25-year-old seaman John Hartnell. We've reached Donald Bray, great-great-grand-nephew of Hartnell in Croydon, England. Dr. Owen Beatty is the anthropologist who led the Alberta team.
Mr. Bray, I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Owen Beatty, who's someone I'm sure you're very interested in meeting. Would you like to say...
I'm indeed, yes.
Dr. Beatty, meet Mr. Bray.
Mr. Bray, I can't tell you how excited I am to talk to you.
Well, you can make that mutual, Dr. Beatty. I'm just as excited, because 48 hours ago, I didn't know that my relative was involved in this.
Well, I'm very pleased in this way that... that I didn't expect that we could perhaps get people back and looking back into their family history and finding out these very marvelous details about their family history. I'm really thrilled with this whole thing.
So am I. Can you answer me, please, one pure question?
Yes.
What prompted, in view of the fact that I believe these graves have been known for a number of years, can you tell me what prompted this investigation at this particular moment?
We've been previously investigating the Franklin expedition, their remains from their very last year in 1848 when with this tragic loss of the remainder of the crew. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to look for perhaps some very serious medical problems or dietary problems that could have accounted for this tremendous loss.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So this is a natural continuation of that much larger project, and these individuals, which includes your ancestor at Beachy Island, were the first individuals to die very early in the expedition.
But Donald Bray, if I could just get it clear here, you were not only very startled to hear that your ancestor's body had been found, you didn't even realize that people knew where the grave was, knew where he died.
I knew from looking up from the records in our local library that several graves were known, but I didn't realize that one of them was of John Hartnell. Actually, just as a matter of interest, his brother was also on that expedition, Thomas Hartnell.
Yeah, William, wasn't it? It was a William Hartnell, was it?
No, Thomas.
Oh, that's right, too. Excuse me. I've been bombarded with names today. I'm just getting my facts straight, too, yes.
What else have you got in the way of records, Mr. Bray, that Dr. Beatty might be interested in hearing about?
Several things he'll be interested in, I'm sure. I have a letter from the Admiralty in response to an inquiry by Charles Hartnell, the youngest brother, who was the surviving brother. And this says, your letter of inquiry dated the 24th of April, 1854, concerning John Hartnell has been received. And I have to inform you that he died on the 4th of January, 1846. I don't know where they get their date from, but I suppose that was near enough right. In debt to the Crown for £117, 4 8. And therein lies a mystery, how he could have been indebted to the Crown if he were in receipt of naval wages.
Yeah. Now, does that add anything, or does that intrigue you, Dr. Beatty?
Well, I'm actually stunned about all this. This is just marvelous, being able to talk.
I have also a letter from the John and Thomas's mother, addressed to them. And this letter, I will quote you a couple of sentences if you wish.
Okay.
Which will give you a little flavor of the thing. My dear children, I have a great it is a great pleasure to me to have a chance to write to you. I hope you are both well. I have assure you that I have many anxious hours about you, but I endeavor to cast my cares on him who is too wise to err and too good to be unkind.
And what's the date on that letter, Mr. Bray?
The letter is dated the 23rd of December, 1847.
Oh, wow.
You see, so obviously this was returned.
You know, Dr. Beattie, when you hear that kind of letter, I'm sure you have a sense of, a personal sense of these people. It makes me wonder what it was like to discover these bodies in such perfect condition.
Well, like I say, it was a very moving experience for me because in planning this expedition, you get to know so much about the historical events as well as the names that are involved with the expedition itself. And of course, the three individuals that are there, we got very much to know, although this is exactly what we were hoping to find even earlier is the descendants. We got a feeling that we actually got to know the individuals themselves, and it's just my feelings are almost incomprehensible at this time to be able to talk to Mr. Bray, a real living descendant of these individuals.
And did you feel it, and do you feel a sense of obligation to people like Mr. Bray, to the descendants?
Absolutely. When we were putting together our research project, that was the very first thing that formed the basis of the project, is that we would make every attempt that we could to contact living descendants. However, we could not have done it in any better way than the way that's happened here. There's no way that as a person I could have contacted as large an audience as has occurred in the last couple of days. And I only hope that now, starting with Mr. Bray, I can get his address and begin corresponding with him and begin telling him about what we're doing and hearing more about his marvelous family.
Yeah. What do you think, Mr. Bray? How do you feel about your ancestor? You know, should the body stay where it's been found? Should it be returned to Britain?
That is a question I was afraid you were going to ask me. You must realize, please, I must say this, but it is only 48 hours, the last 48 hours, in which I have been aware of this situation, you see. And after that space of time, I can't quite decide in my mind whether it is best to let the bodies lie in peace, which is one aspect, or there is the other side. It would be nice to perhaps to see them interred in their homeland. I would rather like Dr. Beattie's feelings about this, because he has been much nearer the scene of operations, as it were, than I have. Has Dr. Beattie any feelings on this point?
I guess I should start off by saying that I am very interested in trying to, in every way possible, explain this the whole Franklin expedition. And to do this, we're conducting what we consider to be sound scientific investigations. And what's added to this, of course, is this very important human component that I anticipated would rise during the investigations. So my mind is very open to the feelings of any of these descendants. But I would like to just mention one thing about John Hartnell.
Yes.
This is somewhat preliminary in our regards to our research this past summer.
Yeah.
Some historians, and you may have heard this account as well, have suggested that the first individual to die, John Torrington, on January the 1st, was perhaps died of a violent death related to John Hartnell.
And
John Hartnell himself was then hung or whatever. Now, let me clarify this quickly, because already we've been able to show, even before we finished our analysis of John Torrington, that he did not die a violent death, and that is not the result of an accident or of some sort of injury like that. So I think we can, in that respect anyway, say that John Hartnell has no connection at all with the death of John Torrington, and I was very pleased to see that as well, because that has in some books been proposed as why the two died so closely together.
Look, you know, I can tell that the two of you could go on talking forever, and I'm afraid
we
don't have forever. I think that you obviously have a lot to say to each other, and you're going to have to say the rest by letter, but it's certainly been a pleasure to get you both together. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Great talking to you, Mr. Bray.
Yes, and great talking to you.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye for now.
Donald Bray spoke to us from Croydon, England. Dr. Owen Beattie is an anthropologist with the University of Alberta in Edmonton.